is freedom. Freedom from all control, even from self-control. A controlled man is a dead man. Whether you are controlled by others or by yourself does not make much difference. Maya sannyas is spontaneity, living moment to moment without any prefabricated discipline, living with the unknown, not exactly knowing where you are going. Because if you know already where you are going, you are dead. The life runs in a mechanical way. A life should be a flow from the known towards the unknown. One should be dying each moment to the known, so the unknown can penetrate you, and only the unknown liberates. Of somebody nobody knows who he is. Somebody anonymous, somebody who is more a nobody than a somebody. A man who has died long before as a separate entity, who does not exist anymore as an I, but is only an open space. That is where you have to reach. That is where you have to arrive. That's your ultimate home. The Sanskrit word for thread is sutra. That's why these great sayings of Buddha, Patanjali, Krishna, Mahavira are called sutras. These are the threads. If you understand them, your life will not remain just a heap, accidental heap. You will not be just a driftwood at the mercy of unconscious forces your life will become a conscious movement. Your life will become an arch. It will have a sense of direction. And each act will be connected with every other act of your life. You will not be accidental. If you are accidental, you will be only a noise. If you are not accidental, you can become music. The mala represents music. It represents harmony. It represents that you have found the sutra, the thread that makes your life one whole, one piece. Life is beautiful when it is one piece. Buddha had chosen for his sannyasins the yellow robe, just as I have chosen the orange. That is the difference between my approach and the Buddha's approach. Yellow represents death, the yellow leaf. Yellow represents the setting sun, the evening. Buddha emphasized death too much. That's a way. If you emphasize death too much, it helps. People become more and more aware of life in contrast of death. And when you emphasize death again and again and again, you help people to awake. They have to be awake because death is coming. Whenever a new sannyasin will be initiated by a Buddha, he will tell him to go to the cemetery. And just be there. And go on watching funeral pyres. Dead bodies being carried, burnt. Go on watching. And go on remembering this is going to happen to you too. 3 months meditation on death, then come back. That was the beginning of sannyas. There are only 2 possible ways. One is emphasize death, another is emphasize life. Because these are the only 2 things in existence, life and death. Buddha chose death as a symbol, hence the yellow robe. The orange represents life. It is the color of the blood. It represents the morning sun, the early dawn.
the eastern sky becoming red. My emphasis is on life, but the purpose is the same. I want you to be so passionately in love with life that your very passion for life makes you aware. Your very intensity to live it makes you aware. I am not here to impose anything upon anybody. I am not here to convert you to any ideology or to a certain way of life. I am not teaching a philosophy of life. I am not teaching anything at all. I am not a teacher. I am simply sharing whatsoever has happened with me. The Western concept of God is that of a doer. Hence they call him the creator. In the East, the concept of God is not of a doer, but of a player. We call his existence not his creation, but his lila, his play. The way somebody sings a song without any motivation behind it, for the sheer joy of it, for no result in view, no past behind it, no future ahead of it. These birds singing, it is not work. Just they are shouting, they are alive. They are simply saying, we are here. To the sun and to the sky and to the clouds, they are chanting. It is an outpouring. God is outpouring himself into existence. Because the Western concept of God is that of a doer. The whole religion became very serious. The Eastern religion is more celebrating. It is fun. I am here to share with you my joy. It is just birds singing in the morning, or stars shining in the night, are flowers blooming in spring. It's just like that. No work is involved. You need not feel even grateful to me, because I'm not doing anything for you. I'm just here, you are there, something is happening. Nobody is doing. It is just a pure happening. The flavor of that soul will be love, and the poetry of that heart will be love. A society that lives lovelessly is competitive, ambitious, obsessed with money, power, prestige. A society that lives without love lives through beliefs. Beliefs divide people. And all divisions breed war. A society that lives without love lives a very lustless existence, because without love there is no splendor in life, no significance. No song arises without love in the heart of man. We have come to the point, or we are coming, approaching every day. By the end of this century, man will have to choose either total destruction or a revolution. A revolution not political, not social, but a revolution of the heart. A turning point is coming closer every day. You have to be prepared for it. Sannyas has to become a herald for a new world. The first ray of the dawn. Man is reaching towards total war. All preparations are there to commit a global suicide. This is what your history has brought you to. All the Alexanders and all the Napoleons and all the Stalins and all the Hitlers and all the Maos, they have been working for centuries and centuries. Now their dream is going to be fulfilled. We can destroy this whole earth within seconds. Destruction has reached its peak. Unless creativity also reaches to its peak, man cannot be saved. And to me, love is nothing but the birth of creativity in you. By love, I mean an overflowing heart.